to Any Questions. I'm Ian Pickus, and joining us are resident quizzer Mike Nothnagel. Hey, Mike.
Hello once again, Ian. How are you?
Doing well. Good to see you. Last week, I left everyone with a challenge about old people. I said start with the phrase old people and using only the letters in those words, but not all of them. You can spell the name shared by 13 people who also shared a job. What is the name and what is the job?
Well, after a little bit of rearranging and dropping a couple of those letters, I came up with Pope Leo, because there were 13 Pope Leos.
That's right, and the 13th was the oldest pope ever.
Oh, I see what you did there, a little circle of popedom.
Well, let's move on to this week's show.
All right, Ian, on May 25th, 1988, the television show Saint Elsewhere aired its series finale, which many people interpret to mean the entire series existed only in the mind of a young boy named Tommy Westfall. In fact, there's an entire theory on the internet called the Tommy Westfall hypothesis, which basically says that any character either from St. Elsewhere that appeared on another show or connected to another show must also be in his mind. So they figured out that something like 90% of television is all a product of his imagination.
Well, why stop there? Let's just say the entire universe at this rate.
It's fantastic. Anyway, to commemorate that infamous episode, our quiz this week is all about other famous saints.
Back to Pope Leo.
We really sound like we know what we're doing on this show, don't we? First up, the volcano in Washington state, whose 1980 eruption is the deadliest and most economically devastating eruption in U.S. history.
Mount St. Helens.
Correct. The two-word term for a group of young actors, including Andrew McCarthy and Rob Lowe, who frequently co-starred in movies, among them 1985's St. Elmo's Fire.
That's the Brat Pack.
It is the Brat Pack. The plant, commonly prescribed as an herbal alternative to traditional antidepressant medications.
St. John's Wort.
St. John's Wort is correct. Sounds like something a basketball player gets after a long game.
In the Big East.
In the Big East, correct. The only U.S. state whose capital contains the word saint.
That is Minnesota.
Minnesota is correct. St. Paul, of course, is the capital of Minnesota. And finally, the church denomination with the acronym LDS and familiarly known as the Mormon Church.
That's the Church of Latter-day Saints.
That is correct. Well, it looks like Ian's in line for sainthood. He went 5 for 5 this week. Let us know how well you did. Quiz at WAMC.org.
Or go to WAMC.org/anyquestions for some extra credit questions or to take another look at this week's challenge, which I leave to St. Mike.
Think of a 6-letter word that names a person you'd be happy to see if you were lost in the woods. Add ST to the beginning, and you'll get a new word that names a person you probably wouldn't be happy to see if you were lost in the woods. Who are the people? So again, think of a 6-letter word that names a person you'd be happy to see if you were lost in the woods. Add ST to the beginning, and you'll get a new word that names a person you probably wouldn't be happy to see if you were lost in the woods. Who are the people?
Any Questions is a production of WAMC Northeast Public Radio. Mike Nothnagel's Associate Professor of Mathematics at the Culinary Institute of America and a crossword constructor for the New York Times, Games Magazine, Facebook, and other venues. Mike, I'll be lost in the woods till I solve that challenge. See you this time next week.
We will see you then, Ian.